Manila Press presents The Illusions, written by Liz Hyder and read by Anna Burnett. Round which we phantom figures come and go. The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, translated by Edward Fitzgerald. Any budding conjurer must start at the beginning. I have learned through my own experience and years of practice that, in essence, all magical effects come under one of only six headings. I should say, whilst I have chosen six, there may be others who might argue for seven or ten. Perhaps you yourself may even invent a new one, for however much one knows, I assure you, one can never learn all there is to know about magic. The first of my six headings is production. Examples for an amateur conjurer might include producing an endless number of articles from a hat, catching money from mid-air, or plucking a string of coloured handkerchiefs from an apparently empty hand. Through the use of palming, sleight of hand, and employing some item that serves as a cover, the conjurer may secretly produce the article he wants to show. This must be already concealed, and attention should not be drawn to it until the grand reveal. Extract from The Secrets of Magic by George Peris, published by Saxon Press, 1895. Production. Chapter 1, March 1896, Bristol. A storm is coming. It lingers in the air, dances in the trees, and blows at the roof tiles, trying to prise them from their holds. The rusting weather vane at the top of St. Andrew's rattles, swinging in circles at the sudden gusts and gales that make the church's resident barn owls hide in the bell tower, huddled together for warmth. Beneath them, a small crowd of men and women gather in the midst of the graveyard, holding tightly onto their hats and bonnets as the wind tries to cast them off into the black of the night. Arthur Evans, an aging con artist with a knack for the theatrical, tries his best to hold both their attention and his lantern, a battle he is in danger of losing. The deep and often empty pockets of Arthur's frayed woolen coat carry a smattering of coins from his audience, and they clink faintly as he picks up a small bell from the top of an old headstone. His accomplice, 16-year-old Cecily Marsden, barely hears the bell ring from where she hides, crouched behind a large moss-covered gravestone in the far corner of the dank churchyard. The wind is doing its best to steal the sound away, but Cess, as she prefers to be called, is focused entirely on something else. Something impossible. The wind blows around her as her mouth falls open. Her left palm faces outward, empty. Leaves and white petals from early blossoms circle her like a tiny tornado in the dark. In front of her, about a foot away, and stubbornly resisting the wind's power, a playing card is held up without her even touching it. The four of diamonds, freshly plucked from her pack, hang suspended in mid-air, held up with, well, she is not entirely sure. Over the past 8 months or so, ever since a chance encounter in a room above a tavern in a grubby corner of London, Cess has developed a serious interest in card tricks, an obsession almost. Since then, she has practiced secretly at every spare moment, sewing hidden pockets into her dresses so her two dog-eared packs are accessible whenever she chooses. She has practiced in narrow beds in empty rooms, when Arthur was out on drunken sprees, lost to the bottom of the bottle in the darkest alleyways of whichever town they found themselves in. She has practiced, as she does tonight, whilst waiting for a show to start. She has even, although she would never admit it, practiced in rare, quiet moments while sitting on the privy, dress hitched up above her knees. She had swiftly mastered the basics, switching cards, marking a deck, fanning and shuffling, and is confident now in all manner of tricks, begging and borrowing from card sharps in the many taverns they pass through on their way to Bristol. But she has never dared share it, not with Arthur, nor anyone else. It's the only thing she has that is all hers. And never before has young Cecily Marsden achieved this. It is impossible.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?